Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4086. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. Hi, the Men's Room. I'll tell you, today it's a Seattle Rock Day inspired Bad Choice Friday. The return of Ted versus the FCC. Plus headlines, Men's Room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack,
drink it and drum.
That is all coming on today's very special episode of the Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is Seattle Rock Day, our 14th annual Seattle Rock Day, and it is a day that we raise money, along with our partners at Smash, to help our local musicians get access to sustainable health care. It's also the day that every song we play is by Seattle artists. Now, not a lot of cities can do that, but we're lucky enough here in Seattle that we have such a deep rock reservoir. But when it comes to Seattle rock, it's not just music. Oh, no. We also have our geological friends known as, well, rocks. You know, igneous, metamorphic, sedentary. The kind of rocks that a guy named Gerald Grachowski, he enjoyed throwing at cars last year on I-5. Remember that? Several cars, including mine, were hit by rocks on I-5 over a period of weeks. Well, Gerald was arrested, and next thing you know, the rock situation ended. At least here in Seattle, it did. Earlier this year, down the road in Oceanside, a pregnant woman was injured when someone threw a rock from an overpass on I-5. And then there's actor Michael Stuhlbarg. You might know him for Boardwalk Empire, Men in Black, Doctor Strange. Yeah, he was hit in the back of the neck by a rock while on a walk in Central Park last weekend. Now, he managed to chase down the attacker, and that guy was arrested. So I think you see what we're doing here today. You see, Maybe you were stage diving at an Alice in Chains concert, or maybe you cracked your head open on a rock. Either way, we want to know. We're going full rock. We're talking music. We're talking our geological friends. That's why today's question is, what is your most memorable rock moment? Or what is your most memorable moment involving a rock?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. You can like The Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but y'all, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4086. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat on this oh-so-positive Friday. It is Seattle Rock Day. Everything you've heard from 6 o'clock on, nothing but the best that Seattle has to offer, including Rail.
Braille, yes indeed, who we just played.
And a little Alice James there. So we're going to be playing nothing but
Seattle
music.
What do they appreciate?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Yep, rock and roll.
They don't like 9 or 10.
Who does? I got a thing, kiss their ass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But what a big show we have for you today. The exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Over.
What a late night we had
last night coming up with Tongue Twisters for Ted. Lo and behold, we have just received a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC.
I wish we had known that was going to happen.
I'm so tired.
I know. I'm so late.
All for no reason. So the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC coming up. What else do we have for you today on Seattle Rock Day? We will be joined by the one and only Glenn Cannon.
Hey, you got the name
Glenn
right.
Glenn Cannon and the Damage Done. Glenn's going to come on and talk about some great Seattle rock moments. I'm sure he's experienced quite a few moments.
I would think so.
If not more than many of most of us in this room. Not only that, but Glenn is he's coming out to play our little Men's Room World Tour stop number 2 on Sunday, Muckleshoot Casino from 2 until 5.
Mm-hmm.
Stop by, enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. Men's Room Beer Brats will be there from Uli's Famous Sausage. Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa will be there. And we're going to have a great time. So it is absolutely free. Hopefully you can stop by and join us on Sunday. Muckleshoot Casino, Sunday Funday. We hope we're getting a
Sunday
chance.
Funday, Sunday, yes.
I'm going to win some money for a change.
You think?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to hit a slot or something.
I think the safest bet is that you don't hit. I'm going to put money on whether or not you win money.
The safest bet is that I don't hit?
Yeah.
Thanks.
I think the safest bet is you never place a bet.
Well, that is the safest bet.
That is the safest bet. That is in fact true.
Going to make his way to a slot machine, and oh, look, a bar.
Yes.
Oh, what else here? Holy cow, I'm distracted. Coming up, we'll drink and toast the weekend with a shot of the day. This Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Bad. This is your fault.
Shame on. Shocking enough, a Seattle Rock Day inspired Bad Choice Friday. We go to the island known as Mercer for Kenny G.
Reminds me of Night or Dreams Head.
Guy who plays this when he gets laid. Yeah. Hang on, Mama.
Yeah. He's got
a man who grew up on Mercer Island loaded, now with more money.
Yes.
Tell you one thing, he knows how to use that mouth.
Yes, he does.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, if you're lucky enough that you're hooking up with Kenny G, you are demanding that he put the song on.
No.
I'm sure he's tired of it.
If Kenny G is lucky enough to hook up with me, first of all, name another song from Kenny G.
Exactly. It's like, dude, I got to get this one done. I'm also going to say that if this song wins tonight, there's going to be a lot of babies made.
This is effing music.
I prefer to make love to John Tesh. Can we put that on there? Kenny G and Songbird taking on from Everett, Washington, Kenny Loggins.
Now I got to cut loose.
Someone will kill Kenny. Will it be Kenny Loggins or Kenny G? Kenny Loggins and Footloose taking on Kenny G and Songbird on a Seattle Rock Day inspired Bad Choice Friday. You might be wondering, how do I vote on this? I just follow Sarah on Twitter at Men's Room Live. The poll is up. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with the shot of the day on a Seattle Rock Day. And it is Seattle Rock Day. Steve, as you said, this is the 14th year of Seattle Rock Day. We've been here for each and every one of them.
Damn right.
This is our fifth year that we are helping to support SMASH, Seattle Musicians Access to Sustainable Healthcare. How are we doing that? You go to KISW.com. One of two ways that you can help us. You can either donate, spend $10, $20, whatever you want to give.
$10,000.
Keep in mind, the organization provides medical, dental, health services, mental health services for free or to very low cost for musicians in the area. All the music that you're hearing here today, Seattle-based, a lot of the guys who play locally, they need your help.
They really do, man. Look, we know a lot of these bands. I'll be the first one to tell you. Ugly, messed up teeth, definitely crazy. They need everything that Smash is offering.
But it's an unbelievable organization. So you can go to KISW.com. You can click on the donate button. There is another way that you can help us. We have a little auction going on now with a ton of cool stuff on there.
It's always Mike's idea. We need to do an auction. He never shuts up about it.
Duff McKagan's got some Funko Pop figurines that he has signed. Jerry Cantrell. Not only has got a guitar pedal, but a brand new copy of Brighton on LP. He has autographed that as well. There is a chance for you to do a private beer tasting in the men's room. Not necessarily private. We're going to go up to Windmill, Black Raven Brewery, and hang out with you. Four packs of tickets. What do we got? Billy Joel, Pearl Jam, Foo Fighters, Green Day. That's one package.
Yeah.
Hotel Crocodile stay. So basically, the brand new Crocodile downtown.
Yeah.
They have, not only do they have a smaller venue downstairs, not only do they have a comedy club, the main room, but they also have a hotel. So you can actually stay in that same
hotel. It's awesome.
And
the hotel's the only part of the Crocodile I've not been into. I've been to the comedy club. We played last year at Seattle Rock Night. So we played downstairs there. Then I saw Fishbone there a couple of months ago. So the hotel. What's the booze package?
Jack Daniels.
No, not that one. There's another one. Hold on. Keep going. Other way.
Which one? Which way?
That way.
Where?
This way.
Oh,
yeah.
The Americano Manhattan Kid. We got booze on there. There's a tons of other tickets on there. Vinyl package from Sub Pop with Nirvana and Mudhoney. Deluxe vinyl CDs and LPs. Tad from the world famous band known as Tad Garden. A deluxe vinyl pack from one of the legendary rockers in Seattle.
What's the last booze thing there?
Last booze thing is a Jack Daniels cocktail kit and swag bundle.
Yeah, might have thrown a little bit on that bad boy.
Just saying, that was not for sale.
Okay. But either way, please go to KISW.com. You'll see the link right below the very important thing on there, which is a Men's Room World Tour stop number 2.
Yeah, of course.
But it's right below there. Click on that. You'll see a button to donate. Please give as much money as you can. So right now, we are at $5,544.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they told us was, we need to hit $14,000
$14,000 by the end of our show at 6 o'clock.
Right.
All right.
So we got a little bit of a hill to climb here. So if you can, head to KISW.com and donate what you can now and help out Smash, which is, again, a great organization. Nothing but Seattle stuff all day. So it's going to be a good day.
Yeah, man.
Our question today.
Thank you, Ice Cube.
What was your most memorable rock moment, or what was your most memorable moment involving a rock? 206-803-ROCK.
Miles and Ice Cube have a lot in common.
They do. They really do.
Why? Because today's a good day?
Today's a good day. Actually,
I mean, your aura, it's a little... It's
you
a
have
lot,
that
it's,
street cred vibe. I think that's basically...
Like, Thrill and I talk about it behind your back. I'm just like, God, why does it got me so much like Ice Cube?
Do you know where I went last night to pick up my...
say it constantly.
I picked up 3 packs of smokes last night for the weekend. I also got some Breyers vanilla bean ice cream.
Just like Ice Cube.
You know where I got that at, Ted?
Oh, hang on. I don't know where.
The 7. 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
7-Eleven.
Was it a good day?
Yes, it was. It was very good. So,
you know, on that note, my son was rocking out to Eazy-E last night, which cracked me up. Apparently, he's learned all of the words I discovered.
Well, if he can rap like him, he's got...
Didn't say that. Okay, I said he knows all of the words, but no, he cannot rap like him.
Okay.
I know all the words, but I can't say them.
That's what I'm saying. He's just in there singing to himself. I'm like, you know, I'm going to let him do it, dude. Music's music. He's moved by it. But I'm like, listening to him just quote this cat, I'm like, that's... messed up and funny.
Okay, so another thing, a little tidbit here. We switched the way that we do our Men's Room Happy Hour with the new app we're using now. We do have episode number 5 out. That came out this morning. And the way it's working is, if you go and you search for the Men's Room, all right, subscribe to the Daily Podcast and the Men's Room page. Every Friday, when you get the Daily Podcast, well, that would be Thursday's podcast, but when you get that podcast and you subscribe to it, the happy hour will be included.
Yes.
That's how we're doing it.
At no extra charge.
Yeah, so you got to kind of look for it, because there's the 4 segments, the 4 hours. Then there's the Men's Room happy hour. Now, what we have done on this week's episode is, based on time, the amount of money we need to raise today, we in the past have played various interviews we've done throughout the years with everyone from Candlebox to Alice in Chains to Barrett Martin from the Screaming Trees.
Right.
You name it, if they've come through the studio, Chris Novoselic from Nirvana. We have played a lot of those interviews, and we typically ended it with Chris Cornell.
Yes.
Which was the last time we spoke to Chris, and it's about 25 minutes, a half an hour. We never expected to have him in here that long.
No, he wouldn't leave, man.
But in the past, when we have played this, interview back, based on time, we have edited a lot of those things out of there.
Right.
So we look and we go, okay, there's a commercial break here. We got this much time. We need about 13 minutes of this interview, even though it went 25 minutes.
Yeah.
So what we did was we put the interview in its entirety on the Men's Room Happy Hour and episode number 5. So if you want to hear that, just go to the Odyssey app. If you don't have that, download it. It's absolutely free. Subscribe to the podcast. It'll be in there for today. You'll see the Happy Hour on the Daily Podcast, episode number 5. If that's something you want to check out over the weekend. It is a great interview. You know, Ryan, we were talking about it. He said, well, it's a bit of a downer. I'm like,
it's not
a downer, because we had a great interview. It was a fun time. The downer is, you know, what we already know.
But the interview itself, it was a great time, dude.
We had a blast together. So that's up on the Odyssey app. The Men's Room Happy Hour and episode number 5. Okay, if you have time, please, over the break, KISW.com. Go give what you can now for Smash. Donate some cash. We'll come back with a question. What was your most memorable rock moment, or what was your most memorable moment involving a rock?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
There you go, Grunt Truck on Seattle Rock Day. Our question, what was your most memorable rock moment in honor of, or what was your most memorable moment that involved a rock? 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Netty. Welcome to the Men's Room.
What's going on, guys? Positive Friday.
Positive Friday.
It's another Seattle band right there.
Good point.
Hey, I just want to say, start off by saying I really appreciate what you guys are doing for the local musicians. I myself am one of them. And, you know, in my earlier years, I really could have used the extra help. So kudos to you guys, and you know, thank you for what you're doing.
Are you playing in a band now?
No, I'm actually running drum circles. I went from the metal scene to hand drums, but still enjoy my concerts. So
you got some you got some bongos in your living room?
Yeah, you know, every drum, hand drum to a non-hand drummer is a bongo. So yes, I have many bongos.
Look, what are the names of the hand drum? Because once you made that statement, I'm like, he's right. If you're not using sticks, that's a bongo. So what are the other
John
hand
Bonham
drum?
Played a regular kit with his.
Oh yeah, so I play the djembe, the African djembe mostly, but there's congas, there's ashikos, there's tablas, dumbeks. I mean, I can go on, but
so what are you gonna do? Are you gonna maybe
drum circles is djembe? Yeah.
Could you play with? If Santana said, "Hey, brother, you're beautiful. I need an extra percussionist. Could you go up there and hang with that band?"
Absolutely. Yeah, I sit in with a lot of bands playing percussion on stage. A lot of national acts. I get lucky at these festivals and just line up with the right people. And I've been doing it for about 13 to 15 years with the hand drums. But you know, my roots are in rhythm, so definitely played me some bass.
You weren't outside my RV at the last meltdown, were you? Playing hand drums?
I was. That was me.
Oh, yeah, I do know you. All right.
I was doing the workshop.
Is it really good? In the
big tent there. Yeah, that was me.
Is it easier? Is it easier or harder to play altered, so to speak? Is it easier to keep rhythm and play if you're, you know, in a festival mode, or is it easier to play sober?
No, actually, it comes pretty easy. You know, I mean, you probably slapped your desk or your knee playing all kinds of, you know, listening to all kinds of music. And I basically just transferred that into the actual drums. You know, I obviously have some rhythm experience, but it's pretty easy to do. But there are some, you know, certain individuals that, you know, don't really play their own drums. And when they get altered,
it's bad.
You know, it's kind of
fair enough.
But it's all good. It's fun.
Who is an underrated hand drummer that tours with bands that we might know? Like, is it a guy in the E Street band? Is it Santana's guy? Like, who's someone you're like, how does no one know this guy's name?
Oh, wow. Besides myself, you know, there's quite a variety of music that has percussion in it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, every once in a while, you'll see a band, and it's a band you know, and for whatever reason on this tour, they have the hand drummers, and I'm like, and they're always smiling. Like, hand drummers are some smiley people, but, like, you never know who they are.
Okay, well, I got a question.
There's a great guy, and the percussionist for Nonpoint, which is a metal band, but they've got a percussionist because they do a lot of, like, you know, Latin style in there that just rocks. And you know, I don't know his name, but I know that when I went to the show, I was like, I didn't even know they had this guy.
So you got somebody, phenomenal drummer, who Matt Cameron, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, right? So
he's a great guy too. We
know he can beat the skins. Can he do it with his hands?
Yeah, he can. I've actually played with Matt.
Okay, I was going to say, like, because that's the side of your hand, right? And then there's the palm, and there's the fingers. Like, that's just a different way of playing drums.
So there's technique involved with every drum. There's a different way to play it. And so transferring from one drum to the other, just like when I transferred from guitar to bass, you know, and Steve can back me up on this, it's not quite the same, right?
They're not the same at all.
Fundamentals are, you know, are there, and you know, the music stuff is still there, timing and all that.
Well, right, but the technique is entirely different.
I mean, you can sit there and pick a bass one string at a time and you know, put it in. But if you want that energy, you know, that you really got to, you know, get your chops up. So, okay. And that's the same with drums, too. And there's different kick drums and stick drums and hand drums and, you know.
Ear drums.
There's a way to play each drum because most drums come from different cultures and backgrounds, and the styling is unique to the drum for most part. But you can transfer the basics across most of them.
So, are you calling to give us a rock story or a story involving a rock?
Well, the rock story, my involving rock days are over. So. So, about 25 years ago, it was the Korn and Rob Zombie show at the Key Arena. I was 19 years old. Messed up buying tickets, right? I've always wanted the pit and GA, but wound up with seats. Seats weren't too bad. You can feel the flames from Rob Zombie's set, but we wanted to find a way to get down on the floor because that's where all the action was. So between the Rob Zombie set and Korn, my girlfriend and I went out and we're just trying to figure out how the heck are we going to get down on the floor. What happened to be, unknown to us, that Korn was doing their Korn Cage tour. I sent Ted some photos.
Yeah.
And so when we walked out, there was a whole line against the wall. And these were, I think it was the End that was doing the contest at the time. And these are the Korn Cage contest winners. And one of the security guys was going over the whole spiel of, you know, what was about to happen. And all these people had these wristbands. And I had my sneaky ways. And I thought, hey, just do what I do. I told this to my girlfriend. Just get in line and just do what I do. And they were all being paraded downstairs. And they had to hold their arm up and show this wristband. So we nonchalantly just did the same thing. Just hold your arm up, you know, and they waved us on in. So what we wound up doing was walking backstage, meeting the band, and then they took us and paraded us out on stage, out in the front of the stage and back behind it. And they had this two-level, what they called the Korn Cage. And we wound up on the upper level. And it was awesome. Fieldy was up there quite a bit, their bass player, and I remember him sharing his Bud Light with me. You know, I was 19. I was on top of the world. This was so great. I've got a few stories like this, but this is you know, the first big one for me. That wow! Not only did we, you know, not have GA tickets, but now we're backstage and hanging out with the band afterwards. So that was pretty powerful, you know, and
yeah, for sure,
know,
man.
I'm thinking about it now, like, holy crap, that was 25 years ago.
That's cool.
I certainly don't feel that way, you know.
Yeah, but you're old. But, I mean, that's what that means,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
It never feels that long, but you're like, I'm getting old, man. You know, it's weird, like doing Pain in the Grass and stuff, because you're backstage, there's all these different bands. And the younger bands definitely party a little bit, but also the younger bands play earlier. So what you'll notice is, the guys that play more toward the top of the show, when they're done, they're ready to throw down. We were asked, I would not say what band specific. This is how it works. We get a call from one of our bosses. We're not there yet. Just says, hey, man, before you guys come down for Pain in the Grass, so-and-so band, they want to know if you guys could grab some drugs for them. We're like, sure, man. What do they need? They didn't ask for us specifically, but they went to the station. The station was smart enough to reach out to us. And like, yeah, so we hooked them up some drugs, did some drugs with them. It was great. They're super thankful. Then you get the older bands come along, like Korn, Seven Dozen. Mm-hmm. You go backstage, they're going to play later, right? This is their job now, right? The excitement of let's get crazy, that's kind of gone. You check on them, they're playing video games.
Yep.
Oh, they're talking on the phone like to their kid. I think it was Jonathan
Ray,
Davis.
Ray, the drummer's never had a drink in his life.
Right. I mean, they are as chill. That is the chillest band I've ever seen backstage. Yep. It's like, hey, fellas, yeah, man, this is what we do. We don't need to go crazy.
Yeah, and there's a couple bands. You got to notice how hard people partied as well.
Yes.
Because, like, there's a couple bands I like, and, like, those guys were super cool. And they're, like, they'll drink beers with you. But you notice, too, like, they never partied that hard. So, like, still drink beers. Mm-hmm. Whereas you kind of tell the people that have gone through it.
Yes.
Because they're not drinking anymore.
They can't do anything.
What was your most memorable rock moment, or what was your most memorable moment involving a rock? 206-803-ROCK.
I don't think about Shinedown, right? I mean, they got rid of half that band.
They did, man. Mm-hmm. Because Brent went through it for a while, and then when he cleaned himself up, like, everything changed. Everything. His appearance, his demeanor, everything, man. Hello, Karina. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitolas.
Hola.
So my story is a little bit sentimental. My grandma is a rock hound, always has been my whole life. And long story short, she's been preparing to like give her belongings to me and my siblings because she's not the youngest anymore. And the last time that I went up, she let me go through all of her agates, which there are hundreds that she's collected over the years. I mean, since before I was born. And she gave me first pick of everything. And I brought home this huge jar of just gorgeous, like massive agates.
And what are you going to do with them? Or is it just something you keep? I mean, I get it. They're a beautiful stone. Are you keeping them just as a sentiment to your grandmother, or are you going to do something with them?
Oh, yeah, just as a sentiment. Maybe, like, make it into a necklace or something, or just stare at them in the light because they look pretty.
That's cool.
All right.
How much does that? I would rather have something of that value than I would of something of monetary value.
Right, sentimental value.
Yeah.
I mean, well, if it's monetary value, I might sell it. But with the egg, exactly. I'm going exactly. to keep
this. This is something that I remember from my grandmother and always will.
Mm-hmm.
So when she gave you first pick, did you think to yourself, maybe I'm going to take them all just to piss off your siblings?
Oh, yeah, I wanted to for sure. And then I boasted to my sister about how I got first pick, and she was like, I don't care. And I'm like, so I could have taken them all.
So why did you get first pick anyway? Clearly your grandmother said that you are the favorite.
Because I'm the oldest, and I'm her baby.
Ah,
yeah, that's
that'll
fair.
Do it. That's how it works. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, my brother was always my grandma's favorite, but he was the oldest grandkid.
Same thing with my brother. Also, he was nicer than me, so that may have gone a long way.
What was your most memorable rock moment, or what was your most memorable moment involving a rock? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. So, I'm calling. I have a story involving a rock, but before I get into it, there's actually two places that I want to share of that also involve rocks. So I'm from a little town called Deming, New Mexico.
All right.
And about 20, 30 miles south of Deming is a place called Rockhound State Park, where you can actually go, and it's just and there's a it has just really abundant of minerals. You can get quartz, geodes. But the cooler of the two places is going north of Deming by about 20, 30 miles, City of Rocks, New Mexico. If you have a computer handy, Google City of Rocks.
It's called City of Rocks. I mean, it's just right there in the name. Okay.
And it is an ancient lava flow that the remnants of this lava flow looks like a city of rocks. The rocks are buildings, and you can camp in amongst the rocks. You can climb them. Just be careful because you climb up there, and they'll be like, crap, how do I get down?
Yeah, that happens quite a bit. Quite a bit.
And it's just, I don't know, it's kind of a neat place. But my story.
How far is Deming from, like, Albuquerque?
So do you know where Las Cruces is?
I have, honestly, I know nothing about New Mexico besides Santa Fe, Crystals, and Albuquerque.
Right.
And I have no idea where they are in the state.
2 to 3 hours south of Albuquerque. Deming right. is about 30 miles north of the border.
Okay. All right.
And so, now the story takes place in the Chiricahua Mountains, which is on the state line of Arizona and New Mexico. And Mom, I was a kid at the time, decided, hey, let's go take our pop-up trailer and go camping in the mountains. And I had a friend, and I invited a friend along with me. And we kind of got the trailer stuck. It was really our first time taking this trailer out. Kind of got it stuck in a situation where we just needed somebody who knew how to handle a trailer help getting it out. And it happened to be the middle of the night. And Mom's like, go out to the road and see if you can get somebody who's driving by. Of course, it's the middle of night and there's hardly anybody driving by. But as soon as I get out to the main road, which is like, you know, maybe about a 50 to 100 feet from where we were, sure enough, there's a motorhome driving down. And I get to the road just in time to see him pass by where I came out. And he's driving down this dirt road away from me. And it's the middle of the night. So I bend down, I pick up a rock, and I throw it at the side of this aluminum-sided motorhome, and it connects and bounces harmlessly off. Doesn't do any damage, but just bounces harmlessly off. But it got his attention, and they stopped. And luckily, it turned out to be a nice older couple who actually came and helped us get out of the situation that we're in, and nothing, you know, creepy or murderous or anything like that.
Well, at least you have a good aim.
Yes.
Hey, man, that's when the rock comes in handy.
Yep.
How hard did you hit this thing that they actually stopped?
Yeah, this was the only vehicle around for miles, so I threw that rock pretty hard, but of course I was aiming where there was no window, so, I wanted him to hear the thunk on the side of his motorhome.
Yeah, because I'm just saying, if I'm driving down a dirt road in New Mexico, I hear something thunk off the side of my trailer, I probably
I figure I threw a rock from a tire.
I would think alien.
Yeah, of course. That's the logical conclusion.
Yeah, obviously.
Yes.
We ask you to go to KISW.com. Please donate now. It is Seattle Rock Day for Seattle musicians. Access to sustainable health care. If you have $10, $20, we've got a pretty good mountain to climb before 6 o'clock.
Yeah, man.
So we need to get some money in there. So please give what you can now. KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.